How about roads? What was roads like?
They were terrible. Little potholes in them.
Uh-huh.
And it's all up dirt roads.
Yeah. How about the highways and so forth? Are they,
the dirt roads too? There wasn't no paved roads down there whenever I was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
I come back out of service and was working with the state when they paved these roads. 17 here was paved.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got off of 17, that was all dirt roads.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, every one of them.
Hmm. So it was just after World War II that they started paving them all?
Yeah. During World War II and after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't pay none of them down in Round Hoop until after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
17 was paid.
Did people get stuck in them?
Yeah, cars would. It was bogged down a lot of times. You have to get the mule to pull you out, or the neighbor to push you. Old sandy, boggy roads, you couldn't go through them with the car.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they got where the county got these scraping, road scrapers.
Mm-hmm.
They kept them up as good as they could.
Mm-hmm.
But they were still these the other roads. Now, the ones that the county kept up wasn't as bad as the ones that the public had to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of the time, they're 4 or 5 lived down the road. Each one was sitting back waiting on over to fix the road, and it get, I mean, in bad shape. But, I'm glad they got them paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, the people who lived around there had to go out and work on the fixing the road?
If you got them fixed, you did.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. Huh. We'd have road working and fix the road. Till the county would take them over. Sometimes the county would come in and take them over and send prisoners to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But, they so quit that.
Mm-hmm.
They got equipment to do it. Got where the prisoners quit doing
it. Yeah. Somebody was telling me about they used to have to go one day a month or something like that.
To work on the road.
Said her father had to go one day a month.
To work on the road.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you had to keep them up. Each one took their turns, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if it was just a little old wagon trail down into a place, to a man's place, he kept his own up.
Hmm.
Our roads, we had to keep our own roads up because we lived back way off the main road then.
Mm-hmm.
And our roads were through the woods, but we had several. We just chopped down bushes and go with the mule carts,
mm-hmm.
until we made our roads like
uh-huh,
the road.
Uh-huh.
And we had roads over to the neighbors, different neighbors' house.
Yeah, yeah.
And through the woods. And finally the state come in and people got to buying cars and now all them roads are drove up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
I don't even know what I could find them.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's been 40 years, I reckon, since I went through.
They've grown over since then. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I used to grow tobacco and watermelons and corn and big trees now.
Hmm.
Grows right up.
Yeah. And how about dogs? You keep any dogs?
Oh, Lord, dear. My daddy had foxhound, coonhound, deerhound. He kept 8 to 10, 12 dogs all the time.
Are they any particular breed or?
Yeah, he had the blue tick, walkers, red bone.
Mm-hmm.
That's breeds of hounds.
Okay.
And my mama had a little old feist. That's